You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Grandma, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
That was the sound of the U.S. Marine Band entertaining at the start of the White House Easter egg roll.
Happy Easter! We are so blessed to have this beautiful day and to have so many friends in our backyard.
And President Obama has used the annual event to tout the fifth anniversary of First Lady Michelle Obama's campaign to get kids to eat healthy and exercise.
We're going to turn this backyard into a huge Give Me Five flash mob. Are you ready for that?
The events also included sports and fitness zones, cooking demonstrations, and the traditional egg roll. Lawyers for the Boston Marathon bomber, Zohar Tsarnaev, will have another chance today to try and convince jurors he was under the influence of his domineering and radicalized older brother when he took part in the bombing. They are hoping to spare him from the death penalty and get life in prison instead during the second phase of the trial before the same jury. Iraq's prime minister says he will protect the people living in territories retaken from ISIS from any retribution or rights violations. Volunteer Shiite militiamen, known as Popular Mobilization Forces, have fought alongside Iraqi army troops and are credited with playing a crucial role in pushing ISIS out of Tikrit and other cities. However, the Iranian-backed Shiite militias have also been accused of looting and vandalizing the Sunni towns they have retaken. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 70 degrees. I was just out there. It is warm. Feels very warm. Tonight, there's a chance of showers, a 40% chance with a low of 50. And on Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers with a high of 62. Tuesday night, a 90% chance of rain with a low of 44.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G. And normally this would be the Medical Center on the air, but I think all their people are taking an extra day off because of Easter. So we will be back next week with the Medical Center on the air. And in fact, I think next week is the week that Bob Weiss, the president, is going to stop by. And we're going to talk about what it's like to run a medical center. So to fill in, instead of me having to just play music, because I don't like to play music, I like to talk, I've got my friend Bruce Gage. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Richard. And you can refer to me as Bruce G.
Bruce G. Okay.
Well, you're Richard G.
I'm Richard G. Yeah. You could be Bruce G. You know, Jack McDade dubbed me the G-Man, and I wish I'd have thought of that a long time ago.
Nice.
That may want to rise.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
The G-Man. I think that would be good, but I can't change it now. Everybody knows me as Richard G.
Everybody knows Richard G. all over the place.
Yeah, so I've got to stick with that. But, Bruce, why don't you tell everybody what you do?
I am a real estate professional with Coldwell Banker here in Flemington, New Jersey. I've been licensed for 31 years in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I live in Hunterdon County down in West Amwell Township. My wife Joan and I are partners in our real estate business. And we were saying before the show started, you know, how busy we've gotten. The market has definitely picked up. And you know, if you want, we can talk about what's going on with the real estate market right now, especially now that winter is finally over.
Sure. And Bruce, actually, you used to be on WDVR because your show used to follow my show.
It did. We had our show called Dates on the Market, and it was a show all about real estate and things related to real estate. We had guests that we would have on the show, and we would talk about things like financing, you know, mortgages,
home inspectors,
yeah. Appraising. You know, we had questions all the time.
Actually, I used to listen to your show on my way home after I left my show.
Oh, thank you.
I used to listen, and we ought to mention the owner and the originator, the guy that started WDVR, passed away a couple of weeks ago.
He did.
And
yeah,
and it's a shame, and I was kind of shocked when I heard it. He was always a good friend of mine, even after I left.
Mm-hmm.
We remained friends, and we'd have lunch together. And he was a nice man, Frank Naparano.
He was a very nice man.
And there is actually this Sunday, at April 12th at 2 p.m. in the church, the Virginia Naparano Arts Center.
Right, there's a memorial.
There's going to be a memorial service, and anybody's invited. So
everybody's invited.
Yeah, if you knew Frank or you like WDVR, please come out. I'm going to be there for a short while, but it's the way things happen. Everything has to happen on the same day.
Yeah.
My minister is retiring, and they're having a surprise party at Raspberries for him starting at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
So I'm going to swing in there for a little bit and then get over to the surprise party. But he's retiring after a lot of years, and I understand there's like 250 people already registered coming.
Wow.
So, and a lot of people that had moved out of the area are coming back just to wish him well.
Yeah.
But so I'll be there for a short while.
On
Sunday.
I'll be there as well, and WDVR is not going off the air.
No, I had people call me and ask me.
No, it's not going off the air. It will continue to broadcast the, there's actually a board that runs WDVR. Francis was the lead man on the board, but he had set it up so that upon his demise, the station would continue.
Yes, and they're members of the chamber.
Yes, they are.
They're members of the chamber. They're our friends. Victoria Davis comes to a lot of the functions.
Right.
But, I'm glad that they're going to continue going because they're quite a little station, and they've done a unique job in the 26 years, I think?
26 years, yeah. And they are so diverse, too, Richard.
They are.
As you know, the variety of programming that the WDV offers is really astounding.
When I used to be their director of development, my statement was, You can't spell diversity without DVR. That was it.
I love that.
Yeah,
I
can't spell that. Diversity without DVR.
No, you're right about that. They do so call it the
diversification
station. Yeah.
Sorry, it took me so long to. My mind doesn't function like it used to. Anyway, so Bruce, you're a realtor, and things are looking up in your Jersey.
They are. You know, real estate's a very local phenomenon. Certain parts of the state are doing better than other parts of the state. And it's always been that way. But in Huntington County right now, we're seeing multiple offers. Just this month alone.
Really?
Last month, sorry. In the last 30 days, my office alone has seen 19 properties sell.
Really?
With multiple offers. And I'm not just talking about two or three. Joe and I sold one couple of months ago, 6 offers.
Hmm.
And the property ended up selling substantially over what the owner was asking.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I'm thinking about selling mine.
I heard that.
But I don't know. We're cleaning up the house. And I mean, you live in a house for over 30 years. Yeah, how much junk you have in there?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
God,
I've been to my house for 30 years. You should see what the stuff I have.
It's just... So we're slowly doing that. I'm doing some painting and stuff like that.
Well, also a lot of people in your situation who have been in a property long term that are planning on moving, and I don't know if you're going to stay in the area.
I think we'll stay in the area for a while.
But they're downsizing.
Yes.
In other words, you have a pretty substantial property.
I have.
Right?
Well, I have 7 acres and 10-room house.
That's a pretty substantial property.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, Bruce. My daughter lives down in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She just bought a house down there, a 3-bedroom ranch for $66,000.
And the taxes are probably $500 a year. Right?
$500 a year. That's her taxes on 1.5 acres of ground. It's a nice little house.
Yeah.
As soon as my wife saw that, she said, "Why do we have that house we have?"
Yeah. Well, you know, but a lot of our clients are people of our age group. The kids have all gone, they've grown
yep.
up, and they don't need that big house anymore.
That's right.
And, so they sell it and they buy something that's a lot smaller, a lot more manageable. Because, you know, as you age through life, your tastes change, your desires change, and there's, you know, things that you want to do more of. A lot of people want to travel more.
Sure.
A lot of people don't want to spend all weekend cutting their lawn.
Yes, I'd like to get rid of doing that.
Yeah. Well, 7 acres, that must be a hell of a lawn.
Well, no, a lot of it's woods.
Oh, it is, all right.
Well, so I'm lucky there, but still, there's probably about 2 acres of cutting.
Well, that's a lot of lawn.
Yeah. It's about
and
2 acres.
So, you know, it enables people, number one, to free up a lot more time for them in terms of things they have to do, but also taking care of a bigger house takes more time, too. Just
that's true.
Cleaning it.
Well, having an old house, you're always doing something to it.
That's true.
You always are.
That's
I got to take a quick break for some commercials. We'll be right back with Bruce Gage and talk about the market here right after these messages.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Yeah.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend and bow.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. There are tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, I'm back. This is the Medical Center on the Air, but today we're not talking medicine. We're talking real estate. My name is Richard G. The Medical Center did not have a guest for today because I think they're taking an extra day for the holiday.
They deserve it.
Yeah, well, they work hard, those people. So I will be back next week, and if I'm not mistaken, it's next week or the week after, is Bob Weiss, who is the president of the chamber, of the medical center, and he will be here as my guest. But today I've got Bruce Gage, who's never practiced as a doctor.
I didn't have the patience.
Oh, okay. But Bruce Gage is a realtor in Hunterdon, and Bruce and I actually officially met, I think, down at WDVR.
We did.
And as I said earlier, Bruce used to have a talk show, and he'd follow my talk show.
And you helped train me, but didn't
did I? I think I did.
Board?
Yeah, absolutely. I trained an awful lot of people down there.
You were one of the gurus down there. Well, but here, we have no engineer that does the board. You have to do it yourself.
That's what we do here. Yeah.
And same thing at DVR. So yeah. That was a learning process, and you and Ann Smith were really nice helping
me. That's right. Ann Smith used to answer my phones there for a while.
Helped me to get set up and done. And the 7 years I did that program, my wife and I loved it.
You know, it's interesting. I think it's interesting to be your own engineer, because I think it would be boring just to sit in a room and just talk at the mic. I'm looking at stuff, I'm watching what we're doing, I'm making sure the sound levels are right and all that kind of stuff,
right.
But I'm busy looking at things as I'm talking to somebody,
right? And I think
that makes the time go by a lot quicker for one thing.
Now it would go by in a flash. We had guests on, I'm sure you've had this experience too, they say, well, what am I going to talk about for an hour?
Right.
I can't talk that long.
Yeah.
And by the time the show ended, we didn't reach half of what they wanted to talk about.
That's very true. Yeah. That's very true. People say to me, it's over already?
Yeah,
it's done. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and it does. It does go by fast. Anyway, Bruce, you're a realtor. You're selling. You say things are getting better in Jersey.
Much better. As everybody knows, from 2008 to about 2012, the whole economy was really suffering.
Yes.
And there was all that quantitative easing the federal government was doing. Federal government was also keeping the interest rates abnormally low.
Sure.
You know the last time the interest rates were 4%?
No.
After World War II. That was the last time interest rates were 4%. And, you know, everybody now, well, not everybody, but a lot of people we talk to now, they think that's the norm. But it's not. Interest rates, once...
I remember when they were up as high as 13.
17.
Was it 17?
When Joan and I bought our house in 1984, the interest rates were 17%.
Yeah.
Yeah. 17%.
Now, I'll tell you, a lot of people out there are going to kill me. But when my daughter started college, I called my mortgage company and I said, look, I work for myself. I think we ought to renegotiate this thing. And I got them down to 2.8.
Wow.
That's what I'm paying right now. And I said, it's either that or I'm just going to have to give you the house. And, of course, they didn't want that.
Well, you gave them an offer that couldn't refuse.
Yeah. So I got a 2.8, but I'm lucky to have that.
Yeah. Mine's 3.2.
Okay, right, so you're close to me.
Well, you know, if you think about it, people said, well, why don't you just pay the mortgage off? And I said, what am I going to do with the – I could do that, but the money I have now – that is the money that would go towards my paying off my mortgage.
Sure.
It's making me 6 to 10% a year. And my interest rate I'm paying is a little more than 3%.
Yeah, so you're making money.
So I'm making money on that. Plus, the interest you pay on the loan is deductible from your income.
It's one of the things that's deductible on your taxes, and you can get money back.
Right.
My wife said, once we changed that to 2.8, she said, oh, we're not going to get as much money back on taxes now. Well, yeah, but what do you want to do? You want to pay a higher monthly, or do you want to? And to be truthful, I wasn't trying to get around. I was just worried because my daughter was going to a very expensive school, and I'm working for myself, and I'm thinking, what if something doesn't come through one month? You know, I might be in trouble.
Right.
Knock on wood, everything's been fine.
Right.
You know, but still, you worry about those kind of things.
Well, you know, it's a good thing that you're cognizant of that as well, because, you know, a lot of people, they just go on with their lives every day, and they really don't think about the future.
Sure.
Until it catches up with them in some way that makes them think about it.
Yeah, I don't want any surprises.
Yeah, and we were chatting during the break about, you know, the possibility of selling the house you have now and buying a smaller place.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, to give you more time to pursue your artwork, do other things you enjoy doing. And you said your wife was retired now?
Well, yes. She's not. She's still working, but she's thinking about retiring.
Oh, okay. So if she retires, maybe you guys want to travel more? You know,
well, see, what makes it nice is she could retire, take Social Security. She's now getting her pension from Newsweek because she worked at Newsweek also. I'm getting my pension from Newsweek, and I'm getting my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So we could survive.
Right.
And then I do art and sell art, so it would be interesting. And maybe we would travel. Maybe we'd do more outdoor art shows in various other states and just drive there and do some stuff.
That.
You know.
Yeah.
And we've thought about that. We've thought about a couple of things, but... Yeah. But we'll see.
You would be good at that, Richard, because you look like an artist.
Yeah, I go out of my way to do that.
Well, you pull it off very well.
I go out of my way to do that. But, I mean, seriously, and as you said, I think you said on the break, you start one life and you end one life and start another.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. And if you're out there, if you're living in the same old house, the kids are gone, and you think, well, what do I have this big old place for? There are rooms in our house we never go into.
I can believe it.
You know, what do we need those for?
Well, they're still paying taxes on them.
That's
they're
right.
They're still hitting them.
Yeah.
They're still paying insurance. They're still maintaining
paying
them.
Paying all that money out for what?
For stuff you're not using.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think if anybody's out there in that same kind of situation and you're looking to downsize, Bruce is one of the guys you should contact. And, Bruce, what's your phone number?
Best place to visit me is on my cell, 908-892-9055, or you can simply do Bruce Gage, G-A-G-E.
Okay, Bruce Gage, G-A-G-E, 908-892-9055.
Yep.
Okay.
Best way to reach me.
And you know, if somebody gives you a call and just asks questions, you're willing to talk. And
well, do it every day.
Yeah.
A lot of times, here's an interesting fact. A lot of times when somebody's looking to buy a house, it's a year-long process. In other words,
sure.
Unless somebody just had a job transfer, mm-hmm. or maybe there was a death in the family or a divorce or something, you know, that's life-changing in a short period of time. But most people, they take up to a year before they're even ready.
Sure.
To buy.
Sure.
And one of the things I want to make sure, the internet has sort of made it a lot easier for people to this.
It's made a lot of things easier.
Yeah, it sure has. Where people are researching areas, regions, they're researching neighborhoods, schools, churches, you know, where the best shopping is, and things like that. And I get calls all the time from people saying, I'm not ready to move right now. I'm thinking about it, you know, 6 months or maybe next year. But I have a couple of questions, and can you help me out?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always willing to do that because, you know what? Without the right information, when you do get ready to move, you're not in as best position, as good a position as you can be.
Sure.
If you've taken the time to do the research ahead of time so you know what you're getting into when you're ready to buy. Because, you know, buying a house, it's not like buying a pair of shoes.
No, not at all. It's a lot more involved, and it's one of the bigger buys you're ever going to buy in your life.
For most people, it's the biggest.
Yeah. So I got to take a break for the news.
Go ahead.
And we'll be right back with Bruce Gage. The number here is 908-237-0410. That's 237-0410 if anybody has any questions for Bruce or for me. And we'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. More people are speaking out about the framework deal with Iran. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz held a press conference earlier.
This is built upon hard-nosed requirements in terms of limitations on what they do at various timescales and on the access and transparency.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran cannot be trusted.
The preeminent terrorist state of our time should not have access to a vast nuclear capability that will ultimately give them nuclear weapons. That's a concern for Israel, for the region, for the peace of the world.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. And senior Israeli government officials are saying that taking military action against Iran's nuclear program is still an option. Meanwhile, the White House is planning a campaign to convince Congress the deal is good, but they do not want Congress to get involved. But Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker is expected to introduce legislation to allow Congress to have a say. This is USA Radio News.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Fix the AC, build a deck, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, HomeAdvisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, remodelers, whatever type of home pro you need. HomeAdvisor is absolutely free to use. At HomeAdvisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, HomeAdvisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. Because HomeAdvisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used HomeAdvisor. Go to rebuildhomeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
Kenya's military is launching airstrikes on Islamic militants following last week's extremist attack on a Kenyan college near the Somali border. USA Radio's Russ Jones reports.
Kenya's president has vowed harsh measures against the group Al-Shabaab, and Kenyan Health Secretary James Macharia says forensics experts worked overnight to identify all the victims through their fingerprints.
We had the National Bureau of Registration going through the fingerprints, matching them the entire night to make sure that scientifically we determined the identity of those bodies.
The terrorists killed 148 people because of their Christian faith. I'm Russ Jones.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is preparing for a 2016 presidential campaign. The libertarian-leaning Republican is expected to make an announcement tomorrow in his home state of Kentucky. On the other side, Democrat Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her campaign for president in the next few weeks. The goal reportedly is to make the campaign more about voters and less about Clinton herself. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs. Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store or staples.com/signs for details.
President Obama's health care law produces a new wrinkle at tax time. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The law offers tax credits for people without job-connected health insurance so they can buy private coverage. It's tied to income, so taxpayers must accurately estimate how much they are going to make for the coming year. If you guess on the low side, there is more help now with premiums, but you owe more later at tax time. If you guess on the high side, the refund checks should be bigger. The Treasury Department says the average refund is large enough to offset any repayment in most cases. Initial reports suggest a fairly even split between tax return winners and losers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The fraternity at the center of the now-discredited Rolling Stone rape article says the story was defamatory and reckless, and they are pursuing legal action against the magazine. Phi Kappa Psi claims the article was viewed by millions, led to members being ostracized, and there was vandalism at the fraternity house. The magazine has retracted the story and apologized. U.S. service firms expanded at a slightly slower yet healthy pace in March, an encouraging sign after multiple reports last week pointed to a slowing economy. The Institute for Supply Management says its service indexes slipped to 56.5% last month. Sales fell and dragged down the overall index, but measures of hiring and orders rose, evidence that service firms may see solid growth in the coming months. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature hasn't changed. It's 70 degrees here in beautiful downtown Flemington. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers with a low of 50. Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers with a high of 62. And Tuesday night, a 90% chance of rain with a low of 44. And they're talking about Wednesday with a 60% chance of rain likely. But you know how the weather is. It changes constantly. So I don't read that far ahead. I'm sitting here talking. I should say this usually is the medical center on the air. But they're taking an extra day for the holiday, and they had nobody coming. So I invited Bruce Gage to come over, and he's here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm going to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come here.
My pleasure.
And we're talking real estate and talking about – and I like the fact that things are turning around. I think it's great. I'm glad to hear it.
They really are, and prices are coming up. Days on market is going down. The time it takes to sell a house, we're seeing multiple offers on properties. We're seeing properties sell for the asking price or more. I'm telling you, I haven't seen a better time to sell a house or to buy one for that matter.
Well, sure.
In years.
Well, that's good to hear, because we went through a few years there that were pretty bad.
Well, during that, let me discuss about this briefly. When the financial markets collapsed in 2008, it had a serious impact on the economy in general.
Sure.
And the last thing somebody wants to do when they're not sure if their financial future is to go out and spend money buying a house.
True.
So that really drowned the real estate market down a lot. Fortunately, here in Huntington County, we have a very diverse economy, and we didn't get hit price-wise, value-wise, numbers-wise, as other areas in New Jersey did.
Mm-hmm.
But we did, I mean, real estate values from 2000, well, the market peaked in 2006 from the run-up until 2012, we saw values were down about 40%.
And building was down, too.
But there was practically no new construction during
that
period.
Nothing happening at all.
Nothing. And I mean, to put that in historical context, from 2000 to 2005, the market ran up to where it doubled in value during those periods. So, but nonetheless, it really created a lot of fear and loathing in Las Vegas, if you know what I mean.
Sure, sure.
But now, you know, the market bottomed out in 2012. It was flat that year. 2013, we saw an uptick in values, appreciation in properties. 2014, that trend continued. But since the beginning of this year, granted, we had that horrible winter, which kind of slowed things down a little bit. And I think that as a result of that, it created a huge pent-up demand for properties. And right now, the inventory levels are the lowest they've been in years. It's harder to find a house because they're getting snapped up when they come on the market.
Okay.
The interest rates are still being artificially low. We're expecting that to change at the end of this year when the federal government, the Federal Reserve, starts to lift their sanctions on raising interest rates. And I think all of that is contributing to this, I'm not going to call it a frenzy, but certainly there is so much interest right now in real estate. And if anybody is thinking of making that move like you, 2015 will certainly be a great year to do that.
Well, that might be what I may do in 2015.
Yeah. Well, I'm not just saying you in particular, but anybody. They're thinking about making a move, whether it's to buy a smaller house, maybe a bigger house. You know,
people's
families grow when you're younger. They have more children. I'm
working
with a couple right now. They bought their house that they're living in now before the first child was born.
Okay.
Well, now they have four kids.
Oh, man.
And they're stacked up in there like cordwood. And,
I had two. I don't think I could deal with four.
Yeah, well, some people don't know when to stop, I guess. Although my parents didn't either. I'm one of seven. So
true. Yeah, okay.
And that's the whole point. We don't need to live like this. You know, I went over to their home to talk to them about selling it, and you can't see the floor. There's so much stuff in there.
Sure.
And you know how growing children are, the older they get, the more stuff they have. And so they're in a position now where they really, it's just just a question of wanting to, they need to move. And right now is a great time to do that. I found them a house that they really love. Twice as big as the house they have now, so that it will fit them and all of their stuff. It has a finished basement for the kids and all of that. And it's affordable. They can afford to buy this house.
And it'll be good for the kids to get their own rooms and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they're in bunk beds now.
Yeah, that's what I figured when you said that.
Yep.
Yeah, to be... to have a little more privacy.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially as they're getting older.
Absolutely.
That sounds terrific, but I can understand that, and I can understand people like me who are saying, well, I've got so much space, it's time to downsize.
Well, yeah, your kids are already grown and gone, and, what do they need that 10-room house for? You said you don't use some of the rooms and never go in there.
Never go in some of them. The thing is that it's, and I don't know if I said this on the air, but I have feelings for the place because we lived there so long and raised two kids there.
Right.
And we had horses, we had ducks, we had geese, we had chickens, you name it.
Right.
You know, my kids had a great time. They they had all these animals and stuff. Thank God we don't have them now because I don't have to go out and feed them or do anything.
Yeah, well.
Especially this last winter.
Oh my gosh.
Would have been terrible. But, yeah, it's probably time to move, but I have a sentimental feeling about the place.
Well, what you always have, though, Richard, no matter what you do, is the memories.
That's true. And a lot of photos.
And a lot of photos, which help with the memories.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's and I think there's probably people out there like me that said, well, I raised my family here. And unfortunately, raising your family, that goes by so quick.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like my son just came from Korea, and he's now 27. He was 3 months old when he came, you know. So it's been, and my daughter just turned 30. My God.
Time flies.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that little girl that I can remember going off to kindergarten?
She grew up.
Yeah, I miss that, but it's time to, as you said, end one life and start another.
Absolutely. You know, it's not a life, it's a chapter in your life.
Yeah.
So you end one chapter. And you know, the people that I've helped do this, I run into them, you know, after they've moved, and they're so happy. They said, some of them tell me, I should have done this years ago.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and I was holding on to the memories, I was holding on to the familiarity. I just couldn't, you know, wrap my mind around, you know, moving from here, but now that I have, I'm enjoying myself more.
Sure, sure. I got a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll give your phone number and all that.
No problem.
Information on how to get in touch with you. We'll be right back after these messages. I got to pay the bills, unfortunately. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Assure Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, we're back. This is Richard G., and this is normally the Medical Center on air, and I'm speaking with my friend Bruce Gage. And we're talking real estate. Bruce, give your information again in case anybody out there would like to get in touch with you.
The best place is my cell phone, 908-892-9055, or you can text me at that number. You can email me at bruce.gage@cbmoves.com, or just simply Google Bruce Gage.
Okay. Okay, and just remember something. If you got a question, if you're thinking about doing something, Bruce will be happy to answer any of your questions and guide you into where you should be going. You don't have to just call him up and say, "I want to sell or I want to buy."
That's true.
I got a question about this. I got a question about that. Bruce will be very happy to take care of you.
I would, and you know, I find that in the 31 years I've been doing this. Not just my business, but the world in general has gotten a lot more complicated.
That's true.
And there are things that if you're not involved with the practice of real estate on a daily basis, you may not be aware of, and they cost you money or give you a lot of aggravation if you get yourself into a situation that you should have avoided had you known.
Sure.
And that's a very good reason to speak to a professional.
And you may save yourself some money, too.
Absolutely. And I help people with that all the time, not just in terms of, you know, if you're buying a house, helping you save money to buy a house, but also getting you the best interest rate on the mortgage. I know
sure.
all the people that are out there making loans, you know, the best people to use as far as home inspectors and things like that.
Well, those are all the people you used to have on your show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Your show was always very informative. That's why I used to listen to it in the car,
because
you always had somebody on, and like home inspectors, or you had builders on. We had
plumbers and electricians and people like that. Because you know, buying a house, it doesn't just you move in and you don't have to do anything forever.
Sure,
you know? The houses are. Or like people in the respect that they need to be taken care of, and I don't know if nurture is the right word, but you know, it's the type of a thing that it's an ongoing commitment.
I'll tell you, this last winter was so bad. I've lived in a house over 30 years. We had one pipe burst.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it never had happened ever before.
Right.
And it was a shower that was put in downstairs, and the pipe was on the outside wall. And I had to tear part of the wall apart to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard it running.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, there's a crawl space under it, and the water all went down to the crawl space. So it didn't flood my house.
Right. You're lucky.
But I had to get down there. But then when I called the plumber, he said, I called him 7 o'clock at night. He said, can you just turn the water off, and can we come tomorrow? Because my guys have been out 24 hours with all the pipes that are bursting.
Right.
And I guess everybody
This winter was brutal.
We
had a vision house that we were selling. And part of my services is I go over there every day to check on the house in mm-hmm. the winter time of vacation.
Sure.
And sure enough, one day I went over there, and I was there the day before. There was a pipe broken. And it was a bi-level, so that the basement was finished, you know.
Ah.
And it flooded the kitchen. It flooded the dining room.
Oh, see, I was
it
lucky.
It went through the floor, through the ceiling downstairs, flooded the downstairs as well. It created thousands of... But if I hadn't gotten over there when I did, and that water had run for two or three or seven more days...
It would have ruined the house completely.
It would have ruined the house completely, or sort of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, well, this one, it was brutal.
It was brutal. And like I said... This thing had been there. This pipes have been there ever since I moved in.
Yeah.
Never had a problem.
Yeah.
And just happened to walk into
Wasn't this one of the coldest winters we've had in decades?
Oh, it was. 50 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that long stretch of really cold weather,
right.
That didn't help anything.
Right.
But, I walked. If they did it today, they'd never do it. The kitchen, there's a bathroom off the kitchen. I know that's mm-hmm. not a thing they do today. But there's a shower in that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's. I walked out in the kitchen. I hear water running. And I'm thinking, what?
Uh-oh.
What is that? And I'm tearing the wall. And fortunately, we had wooden board wall, and I could
right.
pull them off.
Right.
And I'm looking in. I see it. I said, oh, darn.
Yeah.
So I was fortunate enough to have a plumber come over, and he put shutoff valves on
right.
those. So if I'm there next winter, which I'm hoping maybe I won't be, I'm going to make a little door, and you can just go in and shut the pipes off.
Because
I'll tell you what, we hardly ever use that shower downstairs.
Right.
But all those years and nothing.
Right.
And then it happened. And from what everybody I talked to said, yeah, they had a pipe burst or they had a problem with.
There was a lot of that.
There really
was.
It was a good winter for plumbers.
it was, and for carpet people and carpenters. And
yeah.
you couldn't get a heater guy, you know. You had a whole half a dozen of them before you find one that would come over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, the guy said, if you can just turn your water off and can you live with it tonight, I'll have somebody first thing in the morning. But my guys just went home, and they've been working 24 hours straight. And I said, that's fine. You can send somebody over first thing in the morning.
Shut off the main valve.
That's what I did. Yeah. Shut it off, and then we were fine. And I just said, we can survive tonight without.
Right. Did it damage the floors or anything
no,
like that?
No,
so it's lucky.
The way it had been built, there was a wooden floor, but it had a crack in it that you could never see because it was all enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And the water just went right down through it and into mm-hmm. into there's a crawl space on this
right.
section of the house.
Right.
And it's dirt floor in the crawl space. It just went down there and that was it. So I was lucky. I could have walked into the kitchen and had water coming out like crazy.
Well, it should have happened in the bathroom upstairs.
No, it was a bathroom.
No, but I'm saying
if it happened in the bathroom upstairs, it would have been coming through the ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. No. No, we were lucky it was where it was.
Yeah.
It's a section of the house that was added on years ago, and it has a crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can get into the crawl space through the basement. They cut a hole so I can get into there. But I was very lucky. I was lucky.
You were.
But it still cost a bit of money.
Yeah.
When you get those plumbers over there, and if they get past a certain hour.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
No. Anyway, Bruce, we're down to about 2 minutes. Is there anything that I kept you from saying? Or?
Well, no, we had a pretty good chance. All I can say, and this is a point that I make all the time, if you're in the market to sell or buy a property, do yourself a favor and consult with a professional. Somebody that is a full-time professional in this business, has the experience necessary to give you the right advice, because a lot of times people think they can do it themselves, but most of them end up realizing this. They should have done a lot better if they had professionals to help them. So that's my advice to anybody out there looking to buy or sell real estate.
I knew somebody was going to build a house and they were going to become their own contractors. It ended up costing them more money than if you had somebody doing it for you.
Right. But you know what's the most expensive part of building is the mistakes.
Yeah. And I've said it on the show that I was on at 1 o'clock. I said, I've gotten too old now. I want other people to do the work for me. You know, I don't want to be the one. And I don't want my wife going, see, you didn't do that right.
Right. And make sure you stay off of ladders.
Yep, that's true.
My wife told me, no more going up on ladders.
No, I think it's time to just take it easy.
Right.
Anyway, Bruce, thank you for coming.
Well, thanks for having me.
It was good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And I'll probably see you this Sunday.
Yeah, at the
Frank Napurano Memorial at the Virginia Napurano Cultural and Arts Center.
In Surgeonsville. Yeah.
And it's at 2 o'clock. If anybody listened to Frank or listened to Ginny, you know that WDVR, come on down. Anybody's welcome to come.
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah. So we'd love to see you there. So come on down. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna break for some messages and then the news, and then Georgine will be in here with Hot in Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. More people are speaking out about the framework deal with Iran. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz held a press conference earlier.
This is built upon hard-nosed requirements in terms of limitations on what they do at various timescales and on the access and transparency.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran cannot be trusted.
The preeminent terrorist state of our time should not have access to a vast nuclear capability that will ultimately give them nuclear weapons. That's a concern for Israel, for the region, for the peace of the world.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. And senior Israeli government officials are saying that taking military action against Iran's nuclear program is still an option. Meanwhile, the White House is planning a campaign to convince Congress the deal is good, but they do not want Congress to get involved. But Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker is expected to introduce legislation to allow Congress to have a say. This is USA Radio News.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Fix the AC, build a deck, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, remodelers, whatever type of home pro you need. Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. Because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to rebuildhomeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
Kenya's military is launching airstrikes on Islamic militants following last week's extremist attack on a Kenyan college near the Somali border. USA Radio's Russ Jones reports.
Kenya's president has vowed harsh measures against the group Al-Shabaab, and Kenyan Health Secretary James Macharia says forensics experts worked overnight to identify all the victims through their fingerprints.
We had the National Bureau of Registration going through the fingerprints, matching them the entire night to make sure that scientifically we determined the identity of those bodies.
The terrorists killed 148 people because of their Christian faith. I'm Russ.